إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, قال الله تعالى: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. And it is mandatory upon a Muslim to perform Hajj if he is able or if she is able to. And whoever intentionally denies that fard, kafar. And indeed, be aware that Allah is all sufficient. Allah does not need you. Hajj, brothers and sisters in Islam, is one of the pillars of Islam. Based on this verse, and also based on hadith Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما في الصحيحين قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam has five pillars: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, the testimony of faith, إقام الصلاة, establishing the salah, إيتاء الزكاة, paying the zakah, صوم رمضان, fasting the month of Ramadan, وحج البيت لمن استطاع إلى ذلك سبيلا, and journeying to the house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى if you're able to. وفي صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day he delivered a khutbah and he said in it: يا أيها الناس إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا. All people, O Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated, has prescribed ala sabil al-fard, a mandatory prescription upon you to perform Hajj, so perform Hajj. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up وَصَرَّحَتْ أَحَدُ الرِّوَايَاتِ خَارِجْ مُسْلِمْ بِأَنَّهُ الْأَقْرَعُ بْنُ حَابِسٍ رضي الله عنه فَقَالَ أَكُلَّ عَامٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some of the wording of this hadith outside Sahih Muslim it was الْأَقْرَعُ بْنُ حَابِسٍ رضي الله عنه He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Do we have to perform Hajj every year, O Messenger of Allah? فَسَكَتَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam حَتَّى كَرَّرَهَا ثَلَاثًا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept silent until the questioner asked the question three times and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered in a very serious tone saying لو قلت نعم لوجبت ولما استطعتم If I say yes then it will become a wajib ويعني هذا الحديث دليل على عدم التفريق بين الفرض والواجب كلاهما واحد من أهل العلم ممن فرق بين الفرض والواجب ها هو النبي سيد فرض عليكم الحج ثم قال لو قلت نعم لوجبت الفرض والواجب هو شيء واحد If I would have said yes then you're going to have to do it and you will not be able to do it دعوني ما تركتكم Leave me as long as I leave you alone إنما أهلك من كان قبلكم كثرة سؤالهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم What caused the nations before you to get in a lot of trouble is questioning their prophets all the time and messengers. ما أمرتكم بشيء فأتوا منه ما استطعتم وما نهيتكم عن شيء فدعوه Whatever I command you to do, do as much as you can of it. And whatever I ban you from doing, leave it alone. فهذه هي الأدلة. These are the evidence, brothers and sisters in Islam, which shows you that Hajj is a wajib, is a mandatory act of worship that you have to perform. وأيضا هناك إجماع ونقل هذا الإجماع ابن المنذر رحمه الله There is a consensus amongst the scholars, amongst the jurists of the ummah, that Hajj is a fard, is one of the pillars of Islam that you have to perform once in a lifetime, provided that you are able to physically and financially. Provided that you're able to physically and financially. What happens if you are unable permanently, physically to perform Hajj and you are meanwhile you are able financially, you have to send someone to perform Hajj for you. If your physical disability is to be lifted in a couple of years, you wait until you get better and you go perform Hajj. If it is permanent, meanwhile you possess the funds needed to make the trip, then you ask somebody to perform Hajj for you. طيب, هذا بالنسبة للحج. فماذا عن العمرة? Is the umrah also mandatory like Hajj? لأهل العلم أقوال. The jurists have different views regarding this issue. والراجح. But the closest to what is right, that umrah is mandatory upon you also once in a lifetime, like Hajj. والأدلة, the evidence for this, حديث أبي رزين العقيلي. والحديث مخرج في السنن. سنن أبي داود والترمذي والنسائي. Abi Rudaym al-Uqayli, one day he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ لِي أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا, I have a father who's an elder, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ الْحَجَّ وَلَا الْعُمْرَةَ وَلَا الضَّعْنَ, he is unable to perform Hajj, Umrah, nor Dha'n. يعني يجلس على الراكبة. Dha'n اللي هي الايه؟ The animal. He cannot sit on the animal because he's too old, too sick. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, حج عن أبيك واعتمر. وهذا هو الشاهد. Perform Hajj for your father and Umrah. والدليل الآخر, and the other view, ما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه كما في حديث جابر بن عبد الله في صحيح مسلم, when he did his hands like this and he said, دخلت العمرة في الحج لأبد الآبدين, عمرة and حج are together, يعني التمتع, تمتع, عمرة, then you take your إحرام off, you spend a couple of days in Mecca, and then you wear your ihram again for Hajj. وهذا رأي علي بن أبي طالب. This is the view of علي بن أبي طالب. The view of Ibn Abbas. بل ورد عن ابن عباس معلقا في صحيح البخاري, ووصل السند الإمام الدارقطني رحمه الله, أن ابن عباس قال, إنها لرفيقتها في كتاب الله, لرفيقته في كتاب الله. It is the twin of Hajj in the book of Allah. He is referring to قول الله تعالى, وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله. وقال ابن عمر أيضا في البخاري, على كل مسلم حجة وعمرة. Every Muslim upon him hajjah and umrah. فالحجه الحج, one hajjah, one umrah is mandatory upon you once in a lifetime. يا إخوة, هناك رأي انتشر بين المسلمين. There is a view that is widespread to the extent that it's becoming a culture, which is the view of some of the jurists of the Ummah, namely Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam al-Awza'i, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, أن الحج يجوز تأخيره, that it is permissible to delay Hajj, to the extent that you find some Muslims saying, Ya Shaykh, let me just enjoy some of my life, commit some sins, so I can go and perform Hajj and take care of the sins. يعني you find Muslims speaking like this. أقول سبحان الله, ولا تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا ولا تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. يعني a nafs does not know what it will earn tomorrow and it does not know when it will die. How do you know that you're not going to die before this? الراجح يا إخوة, الراجح, يعني the view also of these jurists of Imam al-Shafi'i, his school of thought, and Imam al-Awza'i, and Imam al-Thawri is supported by some evidence. They use the evidence that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed his Hajj till the 10th year after Hijrah. Even so, Hajj was prescribed on the 6th year. وهذا فيه كلام, فيه نظر, فيه نظر. والراجح أن الحج فرض في السنة التاسعة, the 9th year of after Hijrah. But the response to this قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو محل النزاع. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد بسند حسن, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, تعجل الحج يعني الفريضة, فإن أحدكم لا يدري ما يعرض له. Perform Hajj right away. Be hasty in performing Hajj right away. He's talking about the mandatory one. Because you never know what will happen to you. In another wording of this hadith, وهو حديث ابن عباس, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, عجلوا إلى الحج, he said, be hasty in performing Hajj, فإنه قد يمرض المريض. You may get sick. Now you're healthy. You may get sick. وتضل الدابة. You have money to fly. You have it now. You may not have it tomorrow. وتعرض الحاجة. Or you may end up driven into some needs. So if you're able to perform Hajj, يا إخوة, you should, you must, this is the view of the majority of the jurists, go right away. وفي سنن الإمام البيهقي بسند صحيح, that عمر بن الخطاب, and listen carefully to this, هم أن يرسل رجالا إلى الأمصار. He was about to send people to the provinces of the Muslim world to inspect who is able to perform Hajj and he does not make Hajj, so he would request the jizya from him. هذا النص صريح صحيح. This أثر is صحيح الإسناد, authentic, that Umar is about to send, okay, you're able to perform Hajj, you're not performing Hajj yet, jizya. يعني أنت يهودي أو نصراني, ما فرض من الإسلام هذا, لماذا تؤخره؟ إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا. Perform حج, هذا فعل أمر, والأصل في الأمر الوجوب على الحتم والفور. And any command that we have in our religion, it must be performed right away. You cannot say, let me just make some money first and so forth. فالراجح يا إخوة أن الحج واجب على الفوري. Rather, سبحان الله, يعني you should actually do a lot of Hajj, more than what is mandatory, if you know the virtue of it. يعني normally when you talk to somebody about Hajj, the first thing that goes into your mind, how much money? And then he would say, it's expensive, I cannot make it. طب استمع إلى قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أخرجه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله من حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and listen carefully to this, تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة. Keep performing حج and عمرة. Why? Why? فإنهما ينفيان الفقر. فين الفقر؟ It will remove poverty from you. Obviously you're spending money, but yet you're not going to be poor because of performing حج and عمرة. ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة. It will clean you, cleanse you from poverty and sins. It tells you also that there is a relationship between poverty and sins. Huh? إذا كنت في نعمة فرعها فإن الذنوب تزيل النعم. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you a bounty, guard it by doing what? Staying away from sins. If Allah given you a new car, guard it. Stay away from sinning. Otherwise Allah will take that car away from you. Otherwise Allah will take away that house from you. فتابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة. بل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى, يعني one of the names of Allah يا إخوة, الودود. ودود, سبحان الله, ودود من الود. يعني he would, يعني this is how you understand, شتمني ابن آدم, the son of Adam insults me, وما ينبغي له ذلك. كذبني ابن آدم. The son of Adam belies me. And he has no right to do this. يعني هذا رب العالمين يتحدث. This is the Lord of mankind speaks. He is able to wipe the son of Adam off the face of this earth. ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من داب. Oh. بس هذا من الود. ود. He's trying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting to your heart. Is speaking to your heart subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard. فلوك حديث في سنن الإمام البيهقي وصحيح ابن حبان حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and listen carefully, and I address those who are healthy and those who have money, إن عبدا أصححت له جسمه وأوسعت عليه في رزقه تمر علي خمسة أعوام لا يرد إلي لمحروم. A servant of mine, I given him good health and I given him enough wealth. He allows 5 years to go by without coming to me in my house. Mahroom. Mahroom. Deprived. A loser. Listen to some of the virtues of Hajj. أيها الإخوة المسلمون. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن لم يثبت في فضل الحج إلا هذا الحديث فحسبك. يعني this hadith is sufficient. حديث أبي هريرة في الصحيحين, من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. Whosoever performs Hajj, provided that it's done sincerely for Allah, وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. لله, not to be called a Haji. There are some Muslims in the Ummah because they are wealthy. And the people ask them all the time, أنت حجيت يا عم الحج؟ يعني he's wealthy and healthy. فهي feels awkward. لا لسه ما حجتش, not yet. فهو بروح يحج عشان لما الناس تسأله يعني يقول ايه حجيت خلاص, حجيت, حجيت. I did حج. يعني عايز ايه؟ لا. ما في he says no, I mean look at you. I mean you look, ما شاء الله. And ما شاء الله يعني البنيتة ما شافيه ما بتحجش ليها. يعني هو ايه, he wanna get it off his chest يعني. لا, لله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم الدنيا الإخلاص وهو على راحلته يدعو الله كما في سنن ابن ماجه بسند صحيح, اللهم حجه لا رياء فيها ولا سمعة. أنس راوي هذا الحديث يقول والله صعد النبي على راحلة ما أشتريها بأربع دراهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم got in a camel that I would not buy for 4 dirham. 4 dirham يعني $4 now يعني. ها؟ شوف الآن أنت تركب الطيارة first class وهوتيل وأوبن بوفيه وها هو النبي حجة لا رياء فيها ولا سمعة. لله. الناس الآن, بعض المسلمين الآن, some Muslims they go to حج so they come back, ذاك عم الحج يا حاجي هكذا. ويا سلام, look at the Cairo airport when the people return, they meet them سبحان الله with music. يعني الرجل يأتي من الحج ويقابله أهله في المطار بالمزيكة, بسموها مزيكة حسب الله. شايف الخيابة؟ والله هذا من خيابة المسلمين وضعف فقههم. They meet him at the airport with يعني celebrating his حج. They have white flags as he's driving across the country, the Haji is back. And then they color the houses. Huh? They draw الكعبة على البيت كده, وحج مبرور وذنب. يا راجل هذا كلام. هذا كلام. هذا كلام. You're talking about you come back like a newborn. Look at the conditions. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ Not for any other purpose. The second is خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ Take your rituals after me. الحاج الآن becomes an expert. How much this package? How much this hotel? This hotel has breakfast or not? Expert about the prices, the rates. But when you ask him about the rituals of Hajj, أبيض يا ورد كما يقولون zero. ما يفهم. يروح هناك يقول لك يا شيخ أطوف كذا ولا أطوف كذا. Should I طوف make the tawaf this way or this way? والناس كلها أصلا ماشية this way. Oh. فتعلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he performed Hajj he said خذوا عني مناسككم والحج عبادة. The Hajj is an act of worship. Remember من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ولعل رواية مسلم أحسن من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. If you do an act that is not sanctioned by the Sunnah, it's rejected. You do it, you go ahead and do it, but it's rejected, it is not accepted. Huh? You're not going to force it on Allah, are you? It is not accepted. فالإخلاص والمتابعة then فمن حج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. You must observe the etiquettes of Hajj, that you should not harm other people. Rather, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني في هذا الحديث الذي أخرجه البخاري في صحيحه من حديث أبي هريرة بعد حديث المسند الإمام أحمد as well, حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. If you perform Hajj of that type sincerely for Allah, you're following the Sunnah of the Prophet, and you do not commit any of the violations of Hajj, you will have no other reward but Jannah. Jannah. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فقال يا رسول الله ما بره. اسمع لهذا الكلام, ما بره. How can the Hajj be مبرور؟ قال الطعام الطعام وطيب الكلام. الطعام الطعام that you feed the people if you're able to and you speak softly to the people. انت تروح الحج يا إخوة, every second there is a fight somewhere. People, it's too crowded. Hajj is too crowded. We get close to one another. You know, Muslims, when we become close to one another, we still have that. Imagine Hajj. يعني they tell you 4-5 million. I assure you at least 10 million there in one place. Wherever you go, you're hitting people. طب imagine. Okay. You hit people. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. لا. طيب الكلام. Somebody hits you. No problem. No problem. No problem. هذا هو بر الحج. This is بر الحج. That you observe the rights of your brothers and sisters. ما هو هذا, هذه رواية جابر جميلة. يقول لك وما بره يا رسول الله. قال طيب الكلام. That you don't get angry all the time. You don't get upset. If somebody touches you, oh, don't touch. You don't get upset. لا. طيب الكلام. Be soft, يا أخي. Be soft with the people. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of Muslims, they think that they go to Hajj because of their money. لا والله. And I took the oath and I mean it. And listen to هذا الحديث, حديث جابر also, في مسند الإمام البزار. الحجاج والعمار وفد الله. دعاهم فأجابوه وسألوه فأعطاهم. The pilgrims and those who are performing Umrah are the delegation of Allah. You see, you must receive an invitation first from Allah to go. هذا بيت الله. This is the house of Allah. You must be permitted to go. Don't think that you go there because of your money. No, you go there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you. Yeah, I'm not talking about a literal invitation, okay? Don't misunderstand me here. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, show you the means that you go ahead and you perform Hajj bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are all sinful. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. If you have not performed Hajj, if you have not performed Hajj, if you're able to, what is holding you back? Fearing of poverty? We explained it. The view of a minority of the jurists? We explained it. You should, inshallah, if you're able to this year, try to find a way to go. And at least if you're unable this year because it's too late, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success that you go the next year, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another issue quickly just came to my mind. Another condition, once it comes to the sisters, is the availability of the mahram. وهذا أمر أيضا اختلف فيه أهل العلم. The jurist differed over this issue. And a woman, can a woman go and perform Hajj by herself without a mahram? Mahram يعني somebody that she cannot marry, whom she cannot marry. محرم عليها إما بالنكاح إما بالنسب وإما بالرضاعة. Because of blood or because of breastfeeding, she cannot marry. طبعا again we have the two views of the minority, Imam al-Shafi'i and Imam Malik. They said, as long as there is a safe company, company here meaning people that she traveled, women that she travels with, she could do it. But I tell you, again, we have an evidence في موضع النزاع. Hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما وهو في الصحيحين. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, one day a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال يا رسول الله إن امرأتي حاجة وأنا اكتتبت في غزوة كذا وكذا. My wife is going to perform Hajj and I have signed my name to go and do jihad in that battle. ماذا قال له النبي? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? اذهب فحج مع امرأتك. Leave the jihad and go and perform Hajj with your wife. فهذا يعني أنا لا أرى حقيقة والله أعلم اجتهاد. But this is the view of the jurist. You inshallah. But الرأي الراجح no. لا تسافر امرأة إلا مع ذي محرم منها. A woman should not travel without a mahram. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what happens if somebody died and based on the view that Hajj is to be performed right away if you're able physically and financially, and this person died without performing Hajj al-Faridah, the mandatory Hajj, we say, ya ikhwah, that his family member must send somebody who performed Hajj for him or herself to perform Hajj for that deceased. لأن هذا دين ودين الله أحق بالوفاء. It's a debt upon that Muslim, and the debt of Allah is worthy to be paid back. والحديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث ابن عباس as well أن امرأة من خثعم, a woman from a tribe called خثعم, she said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إن أمي نذرت أن تحج ثم ماتت. My mother vowed. And we know in nadhr is mandatory. If you say nadhartu al-hajj, خلاص, حج فريضة هذا عليك. Then she died. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the women, if your mother owes another human being money, wouldn't you pay it? She said, نعم, بلا يعني, نعم, I will. فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, دين الله أحق أن يقضى. The debt of Allah is more deserving that you pay it back. هذا دين. دين الله أحق أن يقضى. But you must have performed Hajj for yourself. وشاهدنا حديث ابن عباس as well في صحيح البخاري. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, one day he heard a companion doing talbiyah for somebody else. قال لبيك اللهم حج عن شبرمة. Oh Allah, I'm doing this حج for somebody called شبرمة. A name يعني. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, أحججت عن نفسك؟ Did you perform حج for yourself? قال لا يا رسول الله. He said, no, a messenger of Allah. قال حج عن نفسك ثم حج عن شبرمة. Perform حج for yourself first and then for the friend of yours. Brothers and sisters in Islam, بإذن الله تعالى, the coming 3 weeks or so, we are يعني, getting into the spirit of Hajj. Tomorrow, يعني, subhanAllah, we have 5 pillars in Islam. ما في صلاة, عفوا, ما في سورة في القرآن called the Shahada. There is no surah in the Quran called the Shahada. There is no surah in the Quran called the Salah. There is no surah in the Quran called the Siyam. There is no surah in the Quran called the Zakah. But there is a surah in the Quran called Al-Hajj. Al-Fariidha al-Wahida. The only pillar of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named a surah after it. Inshallah, tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha, we will reflect upon some of the meanings of this surah. So join us, inshallah. Also, every Tuesday and Thursday, there is a schedule outside, if you want to verify this. Every Tuesday and Thursday between Maghrib and Isha, we explain hadith Jabir fi Sahih Muslim, the only hadith that we have where Jabir explained the hajjah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can come and join us bi-idhnillah ta'ala. I want to remind you also that Sheikh Amjad, inshallah, Sifat Salatul Nabi, inshallah, we'll confirm this with you every Friday and every Sunday between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. So, but we will have also on the 16th of October, a Hajj workshop. I hope, inshallah, me and Sheikh Amjad will present it to you, inshallah, between Asr and Isha. So let the word go out, if those who are going to Hajj, Sunday, the 16th of October, between Asr and Isha, we will have a whole afternoon Hajj workshop, inshallah. We're going to try to offer some dinner, but after talking to the administration. We cannot make that decision right here. We have to talk to the admin first, inshallah. So this is the, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, what we have for you. So come and join us. Come back to the masjid. You know, the Lord of Ramadan, still here. Ramadan is over. We see a lot of people missing in the masjid. I don't know why. I see them here today. So I hope to see you, inshallah, again. I don't want to name you right here. I shouldn't do this. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب التي تهتك العصم، واغفر لنا الذنوب التي تنزل النقم، واغفر لنا الذنوب التي تقطع الرجاء يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، وأقم الصلاة.